This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. I'm Ed Romko. How do you travel with pets? Well, for dog and cat owners especially, this question can be complicated. There are rules and regulations and practical problems that arise when you're traveling with furry members of the family who, well, can't tell you how they're feeling. This week on Going Places, our travel expert Matthew Brumley helps me figure it out. Matthew, do you have a pet?
Yes, we do. We do. We have a Habapoo, so half Habanese and half poodle that was found on a street in Seattle and given to us.
What's his or her name?
Sophie.
Her name is Sophie.
Yes.
Do you ever travel with Sophie?
You know, only by car. We've never taken her on a plane ride, and it always surprises me when I sit down and all of a sudden you hear like a little chirping or barking noise next to you, and like, what, you know, how did this happen?
Where do I start if I want to or need to travel with an animal?
Well, I think one thing you should know is most airlines have their own rules, and so you know, and many airlines will allow small dogs and cats on the plane, as we've all discovered when we're flying somewhere, but they will only allow so many, usually 2 to 3 maximum per flight. Before you even book your own airline ticket, you should make sure that there is even room for your pet to go on board.
Nowadays, I go on the website and I book there, but I never see a little box that says, can I bring a pet?
Right. In this case, I think you need to make a call to the airline directly and use a reservation system and not book through Expedia or Kayak or some other third party.
Okay, so they have room. I'm going to make this trip. What do I need to do with my pet beforehand?
There's a great website called bringfido.com, and it gives a lot of great ideas, but one of the things is take a test run. So one of the things you're going to have to do is you're going to have to buy a carrier, and it has to be, you know, approved by the airlines, and it has to be of certain size so the dogs can actually rotate around while they're inside and not just trapped.
Sure.
And put the dog in the carrier and go on little car trips so the dog gets kind of acclimatized to being in the carrier before you even go. That really helps.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is when you're booking your flight, as you would probably guess, don't book multiple connections when you have to bring Fido from point A to point B. You don't want to stop 3 times en route, especially if they're in the cargo hold.
Okay, so any need to go to my vet beforehand? You know, sometimes humans need to consult doctors sometimes. Do animals need to do the same thing?
Right. Well, so we called Delta this morning. They said typically for domestic flights, no, but for internationally, for sure. But just to be on the safe side, you want to make sure to go to the vet and make sure that you're, you know, the shots and everything are all updated. And that you bring that paperwork and identification to the airport with you.
And that's especially true of international flights?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to have that. Don't even consider booking an international trip unless you've done your homework.
The day of travel arrives. Your pet has been prepared. What now? How do I actually do this thing?
Well, you know, then the rules really apply to the pet the same way they do for us. Arrive early, but not too early, because you don't want to stress your pet out, you know, sitting at the airport for 5 hours. So arrive a little bit early so the pet's not stressed out. And they're picking up on our stress as well, right?
Right.
So you don't want to be too stressed out. And the other thing is, don't feed them just right before they get on the flight. I mean, it's not nice for us. It won't be nice for them. So they suggest on bringfido.com that you feed your pet about 4 hours beforehand and let them play and run around a lot before you even get to the airport. And then once you arrive, Ed, instead of going right to the hotel and checking in and putting the dog in, you know, the room, go on a long walk with your pet.
Aside from service animals or emotional support animals, to some degree, Matthew, I would imagine part of this process is even coming to that first decision of whether it is appropriate to travel with your pet.
Oh, absolutely. So our dog, for instance, is so nervous. This little Habapoo is so nervous all the time about, you know, where we're going, what's happening. I mean, you know, this is such an individual, you know, decision to make. You know, as a family, we don't bring her along. We just find it's just easier for her. It's easier for us. It's, you know, everyone involved to put her in a cozy place and have her stay at home.
Matthew Brumley, thank you.
Thank you.
He's our travel expert, and he joins us every week here to talk about destinations and how to best get there. You can learn more about traveling with an animal and see some links to the resources Matthew's mentioned on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.